presentation then. So just quickly, to give you an idea, our Hazrat Wala started off this majlis by quoting the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ad-deenu an-nasiha, that the essence of deen is to give good advice. The essence of deen is to have a well-wishing nature, that whoever you see and whoever comes in front of you, to say something good to them, so much that they can take the correct path and then start walking. There was a very prominent person, our Hazrat Wala is saying, and he invited us and we went to his place. We sat there, we ate, there was no bayan, it was time to leave, but what was his impression? Maulana, these people and this group of so many people that you came with was everything for us. We just looked at them and we understood that, okay, listen, this is how we must stand, this is how we must sit, this is how we must carry ourselves, this is how we talk, and this is actually what we're supposed to be striving for. But whatever we do, we have to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, that if you are claiming and if you are saying that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then you have to follow me, follow the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whatever we do and whatever we saying, we are actually expressing and making tarjumani, echoing the sentiments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have we not read the hadith? Have we not seen how much is written that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked in a certain manner? This is how he spoke. This is how he sat. This is how he stood. You know, somebody said about bayan, somebody said this and that, and then a third person said hadith. And this year was very appealing to Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahab, that, oh, okay, they have narrowed down that of bayan and talk, that he's going to speak some hadith. He's going to say some hadith. So here we have an example our Hazrat Wala gives of a sahabi that never ate melon. So somebody asked him, Hazrat, how is it? What is it you don't eat melon? And now listen to this. It will give us some type of an idea how passionate the sahaba were regarding ittiba and staunchly following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His answer was, somebody might say this and that. His answer was, the sahabi radiallahu ta'ala an, that I don't eat kharbuza because I'm still battling to understand that how did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually eat the kharbuza and melon? That if I know that what was the mode and what was the style in which he ate it, I would then eat it. Allahu Akbar. So this is how the sahaba copied and followed closely Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The deen is easy. We have made it difficult. How difficult is it to wash our hands before eating? It's something to understand. It is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that before eating I must wash my hands. When entering the masjid, I must enter with the right foot. When exiting the masjid, I must exit with the left foot. When entering the toilet, enter with the left foot. When exiting, exit with the right foot. So, if we do this, we will get success. But the thing is, kamyabi to kaam se hogi, na ke husne kalam se hogi. If you want true success, it will not just come with sweet, sweet talks. Kaam se hogi, you will have to do something from your side. Zikr ki iltizam se hogi, fikr ki ihtimam se hogi. You will have to be staunch. You will have to be regular. You will have to be punctual with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most definitely, you will have to have concern for your own islah and your reformation. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا
وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك التوفيق لمحابك من الأعمال وصدق التوكل عليك وحسن الظن بك. اللهم إنا نسألك عيشة نقية وميتة سوية ومردا غير مخزي ولا فاضح. إلهي مقصود من توهي ورضايته محبة ومعرفة خطبته. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. بحرمة سيد النبي الكريم صلى الله تعالى عليه.